sometimes you just want to take somebody from New York and just get their attention.
You start with me already?
Excuse me?
I don't have
me?
The camera up today.
Yeah.
I don't have the camera up today.
That's all right.
I don't want to hear. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Watch your mouth, New York. I'm telling you. Midwestern people are fired up. All right, so back to Dopey Joe. Dopey Joe Biden, the hero of New York. And Fantasy Island bankrupting the country, he says, will come with millions of new jobs. Really? Bankrupting the country will come with millions of new jobs. Sure it will, Joe. You know, it's what my dad used to call a blivet. A blivet. You know what a blivet is, New York? Do you?
Why don't you tell me, Steve?
It's 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound sack. All right? It's bite number 6. Go.
But it creates, if we move, all the economists, including the liberal as well as conservative think tanks, point out what we'll create up to pass this job plan, create up to 16 million good-paying jobs. Not $8 an hour, $12 an hour, $15 an hour, prevailing wage jobs. Wages you can raise a family on. Yeah, my dad was here, just a little bit of breathing room after everything's paid.
Prevailing wages, another failed idea of the left they want to bring back. Blivet, by the way, that's your word of the day. Blivet, that's your word of the day. 10 pounds of crap, 5-pound sack. There it is. Well, I mean, look at the stuff he's pushing on. We're going to spend trillions of dollars. It's going to be great for the economy. No. No, it's not. It's going to be a disaster. There's no two ways about it. It's going to be a disaster for the economy. Because you're destroying and devaluing the currency, right? It's terrible. By the way, here's something for you to hear. Let's jump up to bite number 9. It's from a podcast. It's from a podcast with former Barack Obama senior advisor David Axelrod. David Axelrod, one of the most politically active far left activists that there are. And he does a podcast with Jen Psaki, right? Your White House press secretary, right? Admitting Thursday that Joe Biden taking questions is a very, very bad idea. That's why he doesn't take questions. It scares the daylights out of him. Listen to this.
You know, I think the thing that's interesting is that he actually takes questions. I mean, he took questions. I mean, he did a mini press conference yesterday. He takes questions nearly every day he's out from the press. That is not something we recommend. In fact, a lot of times we say don't take questions.
That is not something we recommend. In fact, we say don't take questions. Now, why is that? You're the president of the United States. You should be, you know, able to take some questions from reporters, hard-hitting questions. Of course, they don't give you hard-hitting questions. They ask you how the dog's doing and different things. All right, now to important matters here. For months now, I've been telling you, for a year now, I've been telling you, the unintended consequences of shutting down the schools is that millions of school kids in America would just never come back. Millions of kids that were in college will never go back. Well, I guess I was onto something because here's a report from the New York Times published Wednesday. 3 million kids have dropped out, and I'm going to guess that number is low. At least 3 million kids around the country have dropped out of school because of the shift to virtual learning. How predictable is that? Some farm kid here raised on the back roads of Michigan could figure it out. And they couldn't figure it out in the governor's mansions in Michigan or New York or California. You couldn't figure out that if you send kids home, those that could least afford it would pay the highest price, that meaning poor communities would get hit harder, and kids that were on the bubble there would just never come back. It was so predictable. I told you this would happen. The outlet took a detailed look at the plight of low-income minority families in an extensive expose that published this week. Among the revelations, the Times discovered that it was particularly difficult for kids whose parents worked in essential jobs, being left home alone. Jobs that required overnight shifts, and most at-risk students also lack the basic needs associated with virtual learning. Time, internet connections, a quality home life, all of the things that the kids didn't have unplugged from their school and therefore untethered from the world. They just floated away. They were forgotten. By one estimate, students nationwide, 3 million are gone. The entire school-age population of Florida, if you would, across the country, stopped going to school, virtual or in person or at all. Here you go. The study found that in major cities like Los Angeles and D.C., where teachers' unions have pressured school districts to keep learning virtual and teachers out of the classrooms, students dropped out at an alarming rate. In Los Angeles, 20% of English learners, students in foster care, students with disabilities, homeless kids, did not access any of the district's online offerings. In Washington, D.C., back-to-school family surveys found that 60% of students lacked the devices, 27% lacked the high-speed internet access needed to make it possible. In Miami-Dade County, 16,000 fewer kids enrolled this fall compared to last year. They are just gone. Congratulations to the Democrat governors of America that ridicule Ron DeSantis, that ridicule Greg Abbott, that go after Kristi Noem. The states that kept their schools open and opened them up earlier had far fewer dropouts and far fewer problems going forward. Congratulations to the Democrats. You've created an entirely new underclass because they won't have graduated from high school. They won't have basic skills. They won't have the ability to compete. And you created it. Don't you dare blame the virus for sending kids 18 and under home. For far too long. In fact, some schools remain closed today. Wake up, America. You're doing long-term generational damage to the kids that'll soon be adults. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOLTLIFT.com.
The Steve Gerber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGerber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.